The World Ice Art Championships will go on as scheduled in Fairbanks next month. A February 28th open date is set for the month-long ice carving event. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, things are coming together despite a venue change.
It's been colder than normal this month in Fairbanks, and people aren't too happy about it, even those in the ice business.
We've been, 50-some days in a row below zero? This has been a killer of a winter. We're harvesting ice earlier than we normally would because the ice is just starting to get so thick.
That's Ice Alaska Chairman Dick Brickley. He says thick ice makes the big blocks needed for carving too heavy to move, so they're getting started cutting a little earlier than normal. Brickley stood by Tuesday as the first blocks for this year's World Iced Art Championships were cut. 1,000 massive ice blocks are being sawn from a pond at Ice Alaska's new venue. It's a milestone given what the group has been through just to get to this point. After years of lease wrangling with the Alaska Railroad and facing eviction last spring from its longtime former venue, the group connected with a local family that wanted to sell a nearby property ideal for the ice event. Ice Alaska bought the land and moved in. Brickley says all the events, buildings, fences, and other infrastructure had to be taken apart, transported down the road, and reassembled at the new site about a mile away.
We've done all of this in just a little over 6 months, and we have running water, we have power, we have all the things. We'll be ready to open without a problem.
Chairman Brickley is optimistic that Ice Alaska's hundreds of volunteers will be able to pull things together. Construction is currently stalled, awaiting approval by the state fire marshal of plans for completion of large buildings that house ice carvers and provide indoor public space. Surveying what needs to be done from his pickup, Brickley says it's doable.
It looks like we have a lot to do, and we do, but it goes pretty fast when we really start getting a crew here and we, can really start getting on it.
Brickley says the new 90-acre venue offers a better layout for sculptures, easier to view by the public, and out of the March sun's potentially melting rays. He says the bigger space will also allow for construction of a larger kids' park with longer ice slides.
We hope to make a slide that's at least 300 feet long this year, which will be, fantastic.
Meanwhile, 100 competitors have signed up for the Ice Sculpting Championships, and Brickley says event sponsors are also stepping up, something he credits to Ice Alaska finally having its own land.
More people are coming, on board about wanting to get involved because of the certainty that Ice Alaska is going to be around. I mean, when we invest the kind of money we have to go forward on this, it just makes sense.
Ice Alaska paid nearly $2.3 million for the new property, but is set to collect $2 million in state grant money to help pay it off. It's working to resolve environmental and other issues at the new property, which will allow transfer of the grant. Ice Alaska has big plans for becoming a year-round attraction with snow, wood, and sand carving events, a summer water slide, and a series of nationally themed houses for countries that bring carvers to its events.